7:44 is our time. Bill Gilmer in for Paul Miller on this finally Friday. Got a Friday off and probably ready for a three-day weekend is our County Administrator Carrie Hepting, who comes on board with us this morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
You've got is it a day off for the county on Monday?
Yep. Monday, all county offices are closed for President's Day.
So the court's closed, the county offices are closed, and then no more breaks until Memorial Day?
That's correct.
Yeah. So finally, after all these days off, it catches back up with us. County Commission meeting, kind of a light agenda last night, as I understand it, but a few folks there anyway.
Yes.
So there was in the past few county commission meetings that I've been at, there's been a seemingly a growing number of some animal lovers concerned with the shelter here in the county.
Yes, there has been a group of citizens with concerns regarding the county's animal control or animal shelter. Our county commissioners, as well as our county sheriff, has been actively meeting with the various groups that have concerns and working with them to address them. Our board is planning on touring other facilities and reaching out to other counties to see how they're running their facility, to see what we could do to implement some different practices.
It's kind of the euthanasia rate that's they're concerned with?
You know, certainly we have our intake rates for cats are higher than some of our neighboring communities. And, you know, and as a result, we aren't able to always find homes for all of them. So we're looking at what other communities are doing to address this issue and see if there's practices that we can also adopt.
In the meantime, if any resident out there wants a kitty cat, we know a place that they can come and get some.
Yes.
Because there's a plethora of them at the shelter.
Absolutely. So, right. You know, our sheriff's office has already implemented quite a few changes that are bringing our numbers down and improving those rates, and they are certainly working with the groups to address their concerns.
I know I've been in there before, and dogs are like gone. Just, you know, they hardly even stay around. But, yeah, cats are so many of sometimes that becomes a problem. Understand you have a new finance director now, which you were, right?
Yes.
And your predecessor had been a county administrator as well. So it's almost like here's a preview of who the next county administrator is going to be with the finance director position. But who gets the spot?
Well, I am very happy to finally have filled that position after having it vacant for close to 9 months. It was an internal promotion, Danielle Hazelwood. She's currently employed in the accounting office. She will be moving up, or she did move up to that role. She's been with the county for 5 years. She has great ideas, certainly very big picture thinking, and I think she's going to bring a fresh new perspective to the role. I'm very excited.
Good. It seems that area especially is so important with the county when you start talking finances, to really squeezing every penny out of every dollar that you get and trying to figure out how to get more.
Right, and certainly looking at, you know, ways we can fund different projects or initiatives that departments have. You have to look at, you know, hopefully some creative ways we can redesign our operations or reallocate funds in order to achieve new initiatives.
You've been fortunate of late. The last budget had you on the plus side. Thanks to what, property tax increases, things of that nature? Or?
You know, certainly the county's economy is turning around. Our tax base is increasing. We haven't really had anything coming down from the state that's been any significant negative budget impacts to the county. So 17 was the first budget I ever worked on that was balanced without making cuts. So hopefully that continues.
Finally, we're over the hill, so to speak, or over the hump.
Yes.
It was some tough go when you made cuts all over the place. I know for a number of years, things were just not looking good. So,
no, definitely good. We're cautiously optimistic that we can, you know, start, you know, growing or maybe redesigning our services and hopefully expanding in some areas to meet the changing needs.
Talking with Carrie Hepting, County Administrator for St. Clair County. I keep getting the titles wrong. Is it County Administrator, right?
Yes.
Okay, all right. So it's not the Board of Auditors anymore or anything like that back in my old days. Another item approved apparently by the county At the meeting, you've got a contract with a group to do a study on, I think it's a grant study, is it not, for the DTE work?
Yeah, that's correct. The county was able to obtain a grant, and what that study will do is it will be the economic impact of losing the power plant in St. Clair County. The match for that grant is being paid for by DTE, so the county actually does not have to commit any funds to it. But what that study will be, a comprehensive study of the impact not only of losing the power plant, what that potential impact could be, but since DTE has announced that they will be rebuilding one of their plants in St. Clair County, they'll be looking at the impact of where that's located, jobs, ancillary businesses, and also looking at perhaps a best or reuse of the old St. Clair power plant property site.
The old site there, yeah.
Yes.
Kind of changed once they decided to replace the plant as opposed to just closing it down.
Yeah, that certainly changed what the study would be, the impact of the study, and we're certainly ecstatic that we were chosen as their site for a rebuild.
Yeah, it's a big, big plus. You obviously don't lose that many employees now. Plus, you have, I think those plants are, the number one property tax base for the areas that they're located in?
Yes, certainly for China and East China Township, it's extremely important, and for the county as well. DTE is the county's largest taxpayer.
What are we looking forward to this summer with the county? I know the Parks and Rec, always of interest when it comes summertime, everything from the 4-H Fair to all the activities going there. Jeff Boehm always gets the county commission chair, always gets excited about the powerboat races that come up.
Yes, you know, they always have ongoing improvements at different properties. I know they have, you know, continue to search for land acquisition at the south end of the county to develop a new county park down in that area.
And I think you just approved one property purchase or whatever for what, Columbus Park? Yep.
Yep, there was an expansion out there as well.
So there's more acreage out there that residents can enjoy.
Yes.
In addition to everything else going on. Should anyone have any questions about the county commission, the government in a whole, you've got a pretty good website. I know the county does. There's a whole bunch of information there.
Yep, we have our agendas are out there. All the attachments that the board receives are always out on our website, and certainly anyone can contact administration if they have any specific questions.
Yeah, if ever you're bored and you need to get some sleep, just open up one of the agenda packets for the county commission. Sometimes they number in the hundreds of pages with various contracts and things. So if that won't put you to sleep, nothing will. But they have good information there, too, some exciting information as well. Good talking to you today. We wish you a great President's Weekend. Anything planned?
No, just hoping to enjoy the beautiful weather we're supposed to have.
We got 50-plus degree temperatures, so, you know,
Can't complain.
Almost gardening time.
Exactly.
Carrie, thank you much for being with us this morning.
Thank you.
Yep.